This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Last month, Kevin Field from Bentley Music concluded his conversations on music through time with the statement that there are many good Malaysian composers, except that over here in our country there isn't a platform for their works, many of which premiered overseas. Last weekend at the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of conductor Naohisa Furusawa, the MPO premiered Vivian Chua's Mercu Kegemilangan. In the studio with me is someone who is very interested in contemporary compositions, Dr. Chong Ki-yong, who is the artistic director and executive producer of Soundbridge Festival. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon. For me, it's honest to be here to share some idea about our festival Soundbridge. And also, Kevin is a very old friend of mine, and also Vivian is a very early days when we are in MPO Forum. So the platform you are mentioned, actually we are very grateful to MPO, who Kevin Field is the director of the Composer Forum. That is a moment of quite a golden era for all the Malaysian composer. And after 2009, the platform was closed because of the forum was stopped. Several colleagues from Malaysia was benefit from this platform. So our works was first heard in Malaysia. Although, for example, my works were played in Europe and many other countries by very specialists on contemporary music ensemble. But in our country, it's very rare to have this opportunity in this platform. But MPO provided
you with the platform then.
Yes.
What is the origin of this Soundbridge? I understand it's actually also a collective of contemporary composers from Malaysia.
Yes, the Soundbridge in this team, we try to bridge out to others' art form also. But the important is to highlight the Soundbridge for the South Asia young composer. And the other concert, we will highlight Malaysian voices. Does that mean the Malaysian contemporary composer works will play by the Malaysian musician? So this is our always two main item in the festival. Malaysian composers have many talented composers. The platforms were not created easily, but for my duty is trying to gathering all these Malaysian composers.
Now, what happened in 2013 when you've had your first festival? What was the impulse that created this need to create this festival?
I think the first festival I can call in Malaysia for contemporary is not 2013, it's 2009, called KL Contemporary Music Festival, under the support by the Goethe Institute. And then we gather most of the South Asia established composer and young composer, and also play by the very famous Ensemble Mosaic from Berlin. So it's a collaboration between the Goethe Institute and South Asia Goethe.
At that point in time, Goethe Institute supported this with musicians from Germany, but the compositions were from
South Asia.
Southeast Asia. They played the music, you guys composed.
Yes.
Wonderful. What exactly is contemporary music? The term contemporary just means now. So pop music, we have a lot of pop music composers in town also. What is that genre that you are responsible for or that you are focusing on?
I think contemporary, this term, is meant to the moments for the living composer who are composing some musical work. There can be a jazz and pop and classical. It's the same from our music history. During the time of Mozart, there are many type of music was mentioned in the, maybe it's a folk influence, maybe it's a court music. But nowadays, in the music education, we are more focused on the genre like classical music, pop and jazz. But if you put a term for contemporary music, I think ice can be included the jazz, pop, and classical. But it's the way the presentation is different. I mean, classical have his own history, but the contemporary music in the classical field, you are getting more and more included of cross-media and using different ways of performing, like maybe some performing is a collaboration between the new technology or theaters and visuals. And I think that is also sort of, it can be happen in jazz also. You can, in jazz music, you will do more to the visual and then it's a collaboration. You also can be doing in pop. So for me, I think the contemporary term is not too scary for everyone. I think it's a new expression from the composer who trained from what the background from them.
Essentially, the contemporary composers that you are focusing on are people who are classically trained, who understand the tradition of classical music. You are not talking so much about the pop musicians. Although pop musicians who have that classical training may also be composing works that would marry pop music to classical music, your tradition actually is something that has arisen from classical music.
Yeah, in the main, the composer in our festival or in contemporary musicians we work with is mostly trained, like what you say, is classical background from classical music. But we now also gather many composers that are self-taught. They are not in the classical education, but they are, for example, maybe they are sound artists. And then they are painter, but they are interested in making sound. So in this festival, you will see very diverse. Not only classical trained classical composer will be there, but also some composer, they might have from the gamelan ensemble.
What then is contemporary music?
Then contemporary music, I can't say.
Is it anything then? Anything that is composed today therefore falls into that category. So it can be anything. Somebody just clapping and knocking at things is contemporary music. You know, like the concert where folks use trash cans and brooms to make a kind of rhythmic noise also is contemporary music.
I don't make it category like classical trend or pop trend or jazz trending. But for me, if you are thinking more enjoyment of music, the composer who are living now, what they wrote is contemporary. For example, John Cage. He's well-trained classical composer, but he also create many ideas using different philosophy, different ways of presenting sound. Like silent, is it music? Should be composed a music for 4 minutes of 33 by a classical training composer? You can be doing this the same as a normal audience. So for me, you can argue for the day until the
future.
Okay,
then from that perspective, what are the impulses, what are the ideas that are informing contemporary music? What ideas are contemporary composers playing with so that they can create this music that we say is contemporary music and it's not just something frivolous?
I think the innovation and creativity I appreciate very much in the contemporary music. So the sound, the present, is can be out of the mainstream and also not academic. And that, for me, is more like nowadays all young generation. So you can be very vibrant to present some idea. For example, you can use your, what you say before, the handphone is one of our gadgets nowadays every kid have, and also it's very useful. You can use it as a musical instrument. So I really attend many concerts with using the laptops and the handphone and download the sound and play a collage sound in the concert hall and doing like a surround. So this is a very innovative and also creative. But the composer might not come from the classical background.
What is contemporary music trying to say? What is it trying to make us experience?
I think the sensation of being there is very important. So the live performance.
But then live performance is a very large category. I can listen to the MPO play classical music and that's a live performance. But in the context of contemporary music, listening do it live. What is the experience? For instance, when we talk about romantic music, we said it's a kind of music that was a reaction to the period before, the classical period. So here you have, instead of the form being controlled, here it's like, let's break form and have the emotions drive the music. What is driving today's music? What are the ideas there?
I think for today's, I think most of us was enjoying the sensation of the surrounding. For me, the being there, just as I'm saying, the live performance, really not in the classical sense of someone perform there and then you sit there like an audience. You have to interact. So, for example, you might be one of the performer. So that is, for me, is quite interesting. But this is not new. But you can see this type of performance happen in all the villages. For example, in Philippines, Indonesia, you have the performance called kampong or village performer. They are not professional. So they're being there. And then if you can give me this sensation, so it's the same like what you say, the romantic period of music give you a sensation, express yourself. So that means you being in the performance, you can get the sense of, I was there, also create the same thing together with the composer. So
But not all contemporary compositions involve the listeners in that sense.
Yes,
I mean, for instance, we talk about Vivian Chu's Mercu Kegemilangan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's played by the orchestra. You're sitting back as if you were listening to Mozart. You're sitting down, listening. You are not participating in any sense of the word that, okay, suddenly I too can get up my handphone and play something to it.
But this is the same like what I say, in every musical era, they have different styles. Every composer have their preference of how they present sound and how they want to present their emotion, their ideas for the audience. But many, many things in the music market, because of the restrict of how to present the music. For example, orchestra, if you want to do some very innovations program, it takes time. So that's, for me, is because they have different genre, and also for the orchestra have to be take this challenge if they're willing to do it. So I'm not saying contemporary music is only one sort of presentation. They have many, many different ideas, different composer.
Compared to the music of the past where it is more, perhaps less participatory.
Like my mentor, Peter Ulfrich from Hungary, is the famous contemporary composer and also conductor. He said the traditional concert hall have to be burned down because it's not let the composers satisfy, because we need to use the hall more flexible, like theaters. So that is his idea. But he also still conduct Mozart himself.
And he wants a nice auditorium.
Yes. And then he wants to create his own auditorium. Like, no. If you go back to the composer who was very innovations for new music from Italy, he wants to create his own theater called Prometheus based on his piece. So that kind of idea is not new. It's say, I want a kind of holy ground to play my music. So that is something I really inspired by the contemporary composer. They think about future, how the audience to listen and feel.
I'm speaking with Dr. Chong Ki-yong from Soundbridge Festival, and we're talking about the reason for establishing this musical event. And coming up, we'll talk about the event, but we'll also continue to talk about the impulses of contemporary music, which some people describe as dissonant harmonies, percussive noise. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. You're tuned to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng speaking with Dr. Chong Ki-yong, who is the Artistic Director and the Executive Producer of Soundbridge Festival, a music event of contemporary music. You have mentioned that, contemporary music actually has a lot of different elements being poured into it. maybe because we live in a rather complex time. We have technology that influences us. We have the past that weighs on us. And we also have technology that anticipates the future. So we are, at this point in time, perhaps we are more able to look back in the past, quite far back. We can look into the future and we can experience our today in many, many diverse ways. And when we come to this contemporary music, listening to classical music of the past, basically lumping them all together, we hear melodies, we hear harmonies. But I've listened to some music today, played on theremin, played even on the violin, which sometimes stops with using the bow to smack on things. Some would say this is quite noisy. Mm. It's more dissonance than harmony. Why is that?
I think this is also because people already have their own perception about the sound they want to hear. But if you go to the nature, you hear many sounds, like, so you have the noise, you have the very nice birds singing, you have very nice people doing humming, but in some time you hear noise. Yeah, so the noise is not new in our music life. Like, for example, you might hear some car horn in Gershwin's. So the car horn is noise, but it's not in the American in Paris. Yeah, so you will hear this sort of music, not start from nowadays, but it's gradually. Well, go back a little bit further, when you hear Schoenberg, he tried to break the harmony and melody into a baroque form. The form itself is baroque, but the sound, the pitch material is a free serialism. And then he's getting more and more, many composers start to deal with pitch, sound, rhythms, complex, and noise. Furthermore, people might go back to the very medieval time to get the very religious sound. So I think the music is a kind of a development of how you perceive sound in your own feeling. So many composers, contemporary composers, for example, Everpart, he's right in the early days, very contemporary. He's from Estonia, and he write very contemporary, and then he start to write very simple chord, like triad, to present a pureness of sound. And then you look at the very famous Goreski from Poland, and he write Symphony No. 3, Sorrowful Song. And it's the most popular CD in the world for the classical music. But if you look back to his work, it's very avant-garde, like Penderecki. If you follow a little bit music history, you will know those sound is not come out by chance. Because when you are putting many, many, many noise in the piece, it turns out corrupt, and it will be go away and come. So, but this is a progress you have to go through. And also by personal, each composer can accept some degree of noise. And same for audience. You have to train the audience to understand the history of music. By chance, you cannot listen to one piece of contemporary music, and then you can make a, okay, this is the work of contemporary music. You have to follow a little bit. It's same like a painter. When you look at all painting, they have a period of time, they go through a difficult situation to make a decision. So they have to take many experience, like a experiment in their own work. But the audience or some of their admirer have to follow a little bit, but not cannot just say, oh, Picasso, this work is very like a childish drawing. But you can look into about his man, he drew a many draft. This is a kind of platform. The Soundbridge create this platform. We hope we gather many, not only musicians, also audience, to know a little bit development of this sound happening.
Already within the classical tradition, we have a very small audience. People would think of classical music as the domain of the elite.
Yes.
Because I don't understand this music. I don't understand Mozart. I don't understand Beethoven. I don't understand Philip Glass. Hmm. Now you're coming up with a kind of music, we say contemporary music, but more people would say, this is noise. Especially for those who are not musically inclined, more so when we are consumers of pop music, where the melody is very strong, the rhythm is very clear and regular. We understand regularity. Mm. Now you're giving me music that is, I'm not sure what it is. Sometimes it's like I hear a train running in the background. Mm. The train may have its own rhythm, mm. but then something else is happening. Sometimes when I listen to contemporary music, I understand that music only when I see it in a film. Mm. For instance, that recycle, you hear the jing, jing, jing. Well, without that, that image of, you know, the curtain in the shower being pulled back and then somebody's hand with a dagger, the music is just jing, 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 you know. Mm. But it has become quite popular. Jaws, you know, you hear the beginning, dung, dung, dung. It's in a sense just a kind of rhythm, a kind of noise, but without that image of a shark, mm. we don't have something to access the piece of music.
I think they have very important issue in this, because nowadays people only trust their visual.
And I think you're right.
Because the visual is so important, because you, everything you have to see. Same for the reading of books. Do you read all romance books or literature books or poem? Is it all very, very diverse? Because some people only like to read some easy romance books. Like someone have to read all these red chambers from the Hong Lou Meng or this very deep. So it's same for music. I think same for theater. Do you want to do a musical type of theater or accessible theater? Or you want to do more philosophy of theater to let the audience doubting around? But you still help by the visual, right? Readings, theaters, movie. The sound is more like a company.
Background,
but for me,
background.
So that is not fair, because you already put something dominant in the way to present.
You're subordinate. Music, yeah. Sounds is subordinate.
That is very not fair for composer. How often theater directors, film directors come to a concert? How often to go to the contemporary music concert in their life? You just ask them to come. They may go to the film theater for many, many times. They listen to the music. It's a background. I try to encourage most of the arts participant. They have to be fair. The sound is you are dealing with. Some sound is just very concrete. Some sound is very abstract, because you need the image to support. But how about come to understand the music with the form, with the pitch? Do you go in to such deep? Or you need to follow a little bit musical training? Listen Mozart, Beethoven, Schumann, Stravinsky, Bela Bartok. I'm training from the music academic, from study all the history, and then come to today, I try to work with the music theater, and then I try to work with the dance. So I also have to go to many performance of dance. I have to go to practice the Javanese dance in order to understand how slow I can write in my music. So this is, I think, quite not fair all the time. They think the music is noise, it's just background. Anyone can do it. Just buy a software, click, and the sound, cut. And then all the film director, they can do their own music. All the theater director do their own music, then that will be not happen to understand the music itself. For example, Doro Takemitsu, very famous Japanese composer.
In fact, he was played last weekend also, his Requiem to Strings.
That is a wonderful piece. Stravinsky said when he heard in NHK, that is the best piece what I hear in the whole archive of Japanese composer, as living composer, contemporary composer. But when you look into his work, is influenced by Messiaen from France. It's not very purely Japanese. So, but Stravinsky can find out this composer have the taste of putting the contemporary language from a far land, from France, Olivier Messiaen, put into his work to do a requiem. But when you look into his film music, Toro Takemitsu, it's very related to the tradition like Gagagu. All this tradition with the traditional instrument and plus the string. So I think this kind of collaboration have to be happen. I really strong to say theater director, the film director have to work with composer with a strong understanding of how the sound should be present. Even you just use chang, chang, chang. This chang, chang, chang must be a meaning. Maybe three sound represent three different kind of motif. It can be returned. For example, Ligeti make a film. in Kubrick's film. It's only one note. It's La. Always is the A. But it's so powerful. But this piece is completely a piano solo. So for then, you have to have a strong collaboration and also relationship with the composer. Because different art forms have to have the platform to communicate.
You talk about Stravinsky listening to the music by Takemitsu. One is from Russia.
Yes.
One is from Japan. And then you said that Takemitsu's influences were some from France, and of course there's some Japanese elements. To some extent, then, when we talk about contemporary music, it is a melding, it's a mixing of many cultures. You can no longer really say this is Russian influence and therefore Russian folklore is in there, because we are more connected to the world. Even though we don't leave Malaysia, we can be somewhere else. So from that perspective, when you have Malaysian composers, what kind of sounds do we get? Is there something that's specific that says somehow they are all connected? There's a Malaysian-ness about our Malaysian composers. Or are our Malaysian composers as diverse as this song could sound very American, this sounds very European, this sounds very New Zealand, this one sounds very Asian and Japanese or Asian and Indian?
What you say is quite correct, because nowadays you can easily access to YouTube and all this radio channel. I always make a joke. Now most of the artists is graduate from YouTube University because you go to YouTube and then you get your PhD from YouTube because you're on Wikipedia. So now you are spending most time to gather sound, gather culture, and then put into your artwork. So, but in the same time, you didn't experience the culture. You just take and go. It's like a
cultural appropriation.
Yeah, and it's really a globalization, what you talk about, this term, very popular in Europe. We always say, should we preserve our Germanness, Austrianness? So that is unavoidable, because you are accessed to many channels, easily to get influence. Like a composer want to write some Balinese music, you just click. You just... If you say, I use sound, I can do some mixing. But some composers, I know, I can directly by listening, I can write it down, like the gamelan. I write for orchestra. Then your influence of gamelans will be in your orchestra playing, because it's the interlocking technique and the hectophonic technique in musical term. So if you have this skill, you can write exactly like quasi gamelan. What I say is quite easier for everyone to get the culture from other country. But from my experience, I always making workshop with my student and also my colleague. We go to the location to study with the culture and then feel the culture is necessary in the art piece. You can use it by chance, or you can just ignore all this traditionalness. And then you just use it in your own way. So for me, it's quite diverse. And there are no any restriction. You cannot use other culture, right? You can be Malaysian, you sing folklore of Russian, right? Same like Stravinsky. I go to Stravinsky, what you mentioned. He first write very Russian folk tune, like the Rite of Spring. But when he go to America, he start to write serial rhythm. And his piece getting difficult to understand. And then when he was in certain state, he started to write small form, no more orchestra. So that is a very different change. It depends on where you are located.
I guess you can just look around us in Malaysia. Young people who go to school in England, they come back speaking with a slightly British accent. Some go to America, they speak with an American accent. They go to New Zealand, Australia. There's all this. So to some extent, we cannot really say, this is the Malaysian-ness. We are all global citizens, especially when we travel and we, like you say, some of us travel through YouTube and through the internet. Well, we have not talked much about SoundBridge. Yeah. Folks just need to go to your website to get all this information. Sound, thank you very much for coming in to talk to me, Dr. Chong.
Thank you so much.
Soundbridge Festival takes place this weekend at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre, Friday and Saturday. It is a music festival that presents new compositions from Malaysia, Southeast Asia and other international composers. This two-day gathering of musicians and performances will offer three concerts, a performance lecture and a panel discussion. For more information, just go to DPEC's website, Google Soundbridge 2017. Single tickets to events are at 39 with D-card and student discounts at 27 and 25 respectively. Then there are festival passes at 75 and with D-card and student discounts at 65 and 60. Check out the websites. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.